There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
God bless America.
You know, I love being a winner.
You know what it is about America? Is that no matter what, we'll surprise you. Right? You don't know what we're going to do. You think we're going to zag? We're zigging.
Yeah, you think we're just blowing up fishing boats?
We are taking the fishermen.
That's right,
we're
man.
Getting in there.
And our old fucking bullshit is a caracas of shit.
Wow. 2026.
A caracas of shit.
Can you believe that we've made it to this future year, 2026, guys? Is that just my pacemaker shutting off? Nothing's here.
Turn it back on.
New soundboard, yeah. 2026, soundboard. Yeah, dude.
We should just get a real air horn, though.
Yeah. Honestly, put it on the list. Okay. Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with the brave Ed Larson.
Hi!
And
I'm very brave!
Super brave.
I'll fight all you people.
Please don't.
Embrace I'm coming
them.
For you. No, I got two them. Fists, one for each of your moms.
Do you leave your... Honestly, I hope you have a gay mother. I pray you have a gay mother. So obviously a lot of news came out. Christmas break, we took it. What a wonderful time we had, Ed Larson.
Oh my God.
Got to see you quite a bit.
Yeah, and then you know what else? We got to not see the fucking shit out of each other a bunch as well.
Yes.
And that was actually surprisingly nice.
Key to friendship.
Yeah.
Is not being there.
Time apart.
Every once in a while to save a bit. We had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. We went out for, we had Christmas Eve. You guys came over, you celebrated with my family. It was really nice. My mom was in town. She had lots to say about Epstein.
Yeah, I bought her a nice bathrobe.
Thank you. Honestly, because I'm sick of her walking around naked. Thank you. Come on. Hell yeah. Cover my mother's tits. I just love that every thought inside of my mother's tits is now wrapped by Ed's gift. Happy January 6th. We also want to say to everybody's favorite holiday, happy January 6th.
Happy January, Jason. Well, tomorrow when you hear this, it'll be January 7th.
Can someone please storm the White House for me?
Yes.
I'd love to get in there. I never got to do it. When was ours?
We know. No one ever stormed the White House.
Not
since
you're right.
Andrew Jackson was inaugurated.
You're right. Definitely didn't do
it. You can't even storm it. It's all gone.
They just calmly visited it.
You just walk through the whole thing now.
God, I love that, though. Nothing makes me happier than our president's own disrespect of the White House.
You know,
that makes me so happy.
You know, because honestly, fuck the White House.
Fuck the White House.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that half of it's
same.
Gone.
Same. I love what they've done. I love that they're saddled with them. I love that every fucking child molester in that fucking building has to deal with the child molester in chief just ruining the place. They deserve every fucking minute of it. But Eddie, as we know, over the Christmas break, no, the holiday break, a lot of news, things flew around, right? And I feel that maybe a part of it is like, because the stories we got sent in for the return of Side Stories for 2026, fairly weak.
Yeah, a little boring.
A little boring, because it seemed that the stories that were the main stories going on across the entire world, quite exciting.
Yeah, I feel like this would be a great time to commit petty crime and not get it exposed.
Dude. This is the time. Trump is setting the smokescreen for everyone now. He was so upset about what was revealed inside of the Epstein dump, of the last couple of Epstein dumps, he decided to invade Venezuela. Now, we now know that he invaded Venezuela simply because we wanted the oil.
Yes.
They even
and the gold. Don't sleep on the gold. They got other minerals, too.
Believe me, I wish I could get some of that gold. But Dick Cheney would be he's rolling in his grave right now, thinking about all of the work he spent piecing together a gigantic worldwide conspiracy to make the world still somehow love America in some shred, some piece of soft power out there after we went and subjugated everyone, right?
Yeah.
He worked so hard.
He really did. He really did. He was the misdirect king.
Dick Cheney's first heart was made of gold. And he had a view for this country, a long view for this country. Because he's like, you can't just come out and say this shit. They had the WMDs, yeah. And then we had all the stuff.
And yes, Saddam Hussein's a bad man.
But a bad guy. Well, Maduro was a bad guy,
bad
too.
Bad guy.
Bad guy.
Bad guy.
But he didn't even come. They kind of said fentanyl. They yeah. kind of said fentanyl, maybe. They didn't even try to come up with an excuse, which I think is very, very funny, and it is great. Because, again, we're seeing this. Dick Cheney, you failed.
You failed.
You failed, you fucking dead fucking bitch.
He is a dead bitch.
I love that he's fucking dead. But this story, but there's a deeper story here. You know that, right, Eddie?
What? The Venezuela thing?
Have you heard of the Tomb of Gilgamesh?
No.
Now, what a lot of people don't understand that, yes, Dick Cheney, wise American, truly one of the
you like
best
him too much.
I'm actually coming around on him. All of this recent news, I've been reading too much about Epstein. The lack of Cheney in the Epstein emails is making me like him.
Yeah,
what's happening.
It sucks that, like, now we just like to like a politician, they just have to fuck adults.
Yeah, if you just fuck I don't care if you hit a kid.
Yeah.
Like, literally. Knock it out. I would have more respect for you beating your child than fucking it. Yeah. Okay? And that's, it's a low bar.
It really is.
But at least there is one. So, yes, Dick Cheney, obviously, our intelligence operations, our military, we sought after trying to gain a really strong foothold in the very chaotic Middle East region, trying to take over the oil, all this type of stuff, right? We believe this in the idea of creating an American future.
Yeah.
Right? Or somewhat of a slightly American, Russia, Chinese equal divvy up of the world.
Yeah.
Right? That was like one of the other big discussions. That started back with Kissinger. So we thought we created all these things, but that was not why we invaded Iraq. No. The reason why we invaded Iraq is that in 2003, we discovered...
The second Iraq invasion.
Yes. The big one. The long one.
Yeah.
Down to the shaft. We discovered the Tomb of Gilgamesh. Okay. And do you know who Gilgamesh is?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Gilgamesh is the Ubermensch of the, I believe, the Hindu religion in many ways. Gilgamesh was a powerful, like they believed him to be either a magician or a god on earth. And there's lots of rumors that his tomb was somewhere. We don't even know if Gilgamesh was real, right? But I'm going to say for our story, for what I'm saying right now, entirely real.
I believe in him.
And a part of what happened was that our government, and this is true, they believe that they had found, it was written on the internet. They found the Tomb of Gilgamesh in 2003 in Iraq.
Okay.
Which just so happened to be, Eddie, a Stargate.
A Stargate.
And the reason why we went into Iraq in the first place was to get that Stargate.
The mediocre Kurt Russell film?
You're talking about, no, it's not. I'm not talking about a warehouse of the old DVDs. I'm talking about an actual portal. So right? They believe they went to this, there's this some giant machine, or we don't really know, but what they're saying essentially there was a hidden machine style like thing inside of this tomb because he was viewed as this sort of like, he might have been a future man,
what?
Right?
Well, that
came
that
to the past.
The cradle of civilization is there and all that stuff?
I don't fucking know, Eddie. But that, you see, there's something else that happened. Not several months ago, a new, heretofore undiscovered culture, 18 months ago.
A new Stargate?
Listen, was found in the hills of Venezuela.
Really?
Sure.
But they don't have the Tigris or the Euphrates there.
No. All they have is sweet, sweet crude. Last time I had to deal with a bunch of Venezuelans crudes, I was in a fucking whatever. Fuck you, dude.
I didn't say anything. I'm waiting for you to finish your point.
So here we go. Back in mid-2024, archaeologists confirmed a previously unknown culture and massive 130-foot snake markers in the Tepuis Lost World Mountains. And now they found this like culture, and they say that Maduro immediately had sent the entire South American military down there to cut it off. Like, I don't know if this is real or not, but I'm saying it's real.
Okay.
Right? And then coincidentally, not 18 months later, we invade in the same area.
Caracas, the capital.
Trying to take over Venezuela to get whatever is the secret weapon.
You think it's the Stargate?
It's got to be.
You think we're trying? You think Trump wants a Stargate?
I think that he doesn't know there's a Stargate.
Oh, okay.
I think the other guys know that there's a Stargate.
Like Stephen Miller's like, I'm a Stargate.
They hope that they, I hope that there's no Jews on the other side.
Here's what I think. I think what happened with
Venezuela. Oh, no, he likes the Jews. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. But here's what I think happened with Venezuela. Here's what? Here's my personal
You're
theory.
Saying I'm wrong.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that both things can be true at the same time. That's what I'm saying. Here's why I think Trump really wanted to invade Venezuela. Not just to make us stop talking about the Epstein files, which we'll get to in a second.
Because we're not going to stop.
Yeah, we can't stop. I'm going to, as soon as, if they put him in prison and hang him, I'm going to still talk about it.
Epstein files is just too much fun.
Yeah, it's a
gift that keeps on giving, buddy.
It's only 1% have been given to us, and he's already flushed a baby in Lake Michigan.
Dude, 1% of it is not, it's only been released. Millions of files. I downloaded.
And he already threw a baby into a Great Lake.
Dude, I have already downloaded the first 3 sets of all of the zip files. Let's go.
Yeah, no. I've been listening to it. I put a beat underneath it.
It's kind of
it's jazz.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's all about the kids you don't fuck.
So here's why he really invaded Venezuela. All right. As a stand-up, I've learned this, okay? As an amateur stand-up, I've played the Miami Improv. Okay, the Miami Improv.
Famously, Miami's one of the worst places I've ever done comedy ever.
And do you know why? Because the Miami Improv is not in Miami. It is in Doral, Florida. Okay?
Oh, yeah, Doral, yeah.
And across the street from the Miami Improv in Doral, Florida,
okay,
is Trump's golf course. Okay?
Okay.
Now, that show at the Doral Comedy, at the Miami Improv.
Yes.
Filled. That is a heavy, heavy, heavy Venezuelan neighborhood.
Really?
It's like all Venezuelan. So what I think is... A couple of waiters didn't show up for work at Trump International Golf Course.
This is a caddy
and
retrieval.
He's like, yes. He's like, you know what? I'm a fucking bomb your family.
I know exactly. Yeah.
That's my personal theory.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I think they were giving him hell down at Trump International.
There was two different, like, he had several. You know, he had the topiaries inside of Mar-a-Lago. In order to make them look like 13-year-old girls require constant maintenance. Yeah. And so when those lawn men leave, you know that Trump went all the way down to Venezuela to get him back.
Yep. That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yep.
We got a bus
done.
Boy.
Ford report, suck my dick.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
Someone spilled a Coca-Cola in some Thousand Island on Trump's lap, and he's like, I'm going to kill your family.
As good as reason as any. But yeah, that is, but you know, so Venezuela, all the story, that's not the big story. No. I don't even view it as the big story.
Unfortunately not.
Because what we have
it's
here.
It's just two mobsters really whacking me. It really is like, I'm watching this, I'm like, this is like the Lucchese family's attacking the Gambinos.
Can I also, one of my big conspiracy theories, and this one is the fact that you see Maduro constantly giving thumbs up. I think it was a part of a plan.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you mean because he, like, acts like Trump?
There was something about this in which he's going to go somewhere. Like, I guess, I don't know where they're going to do. They're going to try him in America or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I could easily see him getting, like, pardoned. And then him just, like, going someplace.
Tekashi 69 wants to hang out with him, apparently.
That's a fucking fun-ass afternoon.
Yeah. I want to see that reality show.
Oh, my God. It would be, man, the editor on that. What? Wow. I would love to deal with that. But... The real news is the fact that we're back here in 2026 somehow, still bringing you updates.
That's right.
It's an island adventure.
Heck yeah, it's Jeffrey time.
Ay, ay, ay. God, it feels good to be back in the temperate waters around Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Mm.
You know,
I got you guys Christmas presents.
Oh, Rob got his Christmas presents. What is this?
It's your own little island.
Oh! It's all my own little island. I can do anything I want there.
How nice.
Oh, and we have neighboring islands so that we can keep a whole pattern of secrecy.
Wow, it's big enough for a child.
Oh, a child in my knee.
Oh,
that's
man.
All I need. That's all I need is room for a child in my knee on my little island.
I want a big St. Bart's.
Yeah, don't you worry, St. Farts, more likely, when you get there. We love fucking kids together.
You know,
updates, fucking aplenty this week. Because what they did, our wonderful administration, when they decided to do, which I actually completely agree with, dump the hardcore Epstein files that they would even allow us to have after their own paltry scan of them. On Christmas Eve, right? So a lot of this stuff came out on Christmas Eve. We now know that one of the big fun things was they fucked up with all the encoding. So most of the redacted stuff that could be pulled out.
Well, they used Photoshop or something?
They're just done. We are looking at the worst criminal. The people that run our country right now are the single least talented criminal organization we have ever seen.
Yeah.
They are. I am constantly just surprised at how truly bad they are at doing every form of cover-up.
You don't need to be in a hurry, guys. Just take your time.
You know,
like, cross out your T's, cross out your I's.
All they had to do was copy it and then paste it, and then it unredacted it.
Yep.
That was it.
And I have all those original files, so if you want them, I can send them to you.
Oh, I can't wait.
I have the files that Trump, they tried to pull, right? So we already know that they put out a bunch of incriminating pictures of Trump, and then they pulled them out, right? And we already caught them. Those of us that had the files already caught them, so I have those files, which is great.
Nice.
And we know that's like, all of this stuff came out. They did it in the dark of night because they're trying to say, remember, they're all like, you're going to want to take all these with a grain of salt.
You don't think they were giving it to us as a Christmas present?
I kind of felt like, though, they do in a way. They do. Yeah. They did feel like it. So one of the big things that came out of that last big dump was this letter. That really the only thing that got publicity was this letter from maybe Jeffrey Epstein to Larry Nassar.
Yes.
And for those of you that don't remember.
Great guy.
Great funny guy.
Great guy.
Loved his job.
Yes.
He was
Larry
a
bastard.
Yeah, Larry Nassar was a trainer and doctor for the Olympics, right? Like he did all these kind of stuff. Girls Olympics.
Women's gymnastics. Yes.
Women's gymnastics.
Or even the adults are tiny.
Full on. Couldn't be more of a predator.
Yes.
Molested everybody.
Every single, it seemed like almost like everybody.
Every child he was in contact with. He was a bad, very, very, very bad man.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein did not have his contact information, but wrote his cell. He wrote to him in jail, from jail. We now know that Jeffrey Epstein in this letter wrote, if it wasn't Jeffrey Epstein, if it was indeed, that he wrote that, if you are reading this, you will know that the job that I wanted to do has already been done. Essentially, I'm dead. And I wanted to let you know that our president has the same predilections as us. He loves young, nubile girls. So he said that. Now, immediately, the DOJ came out and they debunked it. They said it doesn't match his handwriting.
Yeah.
They said there was a postmark issue. And I contend, fuck you. Because I think it's fine, right? I don't even think it's real. Yes, the signature doesn't match. The postmark doesn't match. But the postmark was after he died. You can mail a letter after somebody fucking dies. Whoever knew about this knew he died in a jail cell, though, while it was written. So it was sent to Larry Nassar. We don't know. Again, we don't know. But the
idea. Did Larry Nassar get it?
No. That's how they found it, is that he got returned to sender.
Oh.
Because he didn't accept the letter.
But don't they just go through everything that you send out anyway when you're in jail?
Yes.
Don't they just read every letter, incoming and outgoing?
It is another extremely fishy thing that was probably dumped, honestly, to create this type of argument. Because the DOJ can come out and say, and the FBI, they can say, oh, that's why you gotta, like, really look at everything, because this is a part of our investigation, everybody.
Yeah.
Which is, eat me. The stuff that's truly chilling, though, is the stuff that you think is nuts. So there was a redacted chunk of material that came out on the 24th that talked about Donald Trump being involved in a scenario where he, it seems, was a part of either a botched abortion or like it was.
Is the big one for me.
This was the, yeah, it's a big one. And they apparently threw a dead baby.
Yeah.
In a lake.
Well, he was there for it.
He said he was there.
Trump didn't throw the baby into the lake.
He's
his
got
hands
weak
aren't
arms.
Big enough.
Yeah, he can't physically do it.
Yeah.
And so, fuck yeah, Trump. Yeah. Good work, Rob.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
And so, normally, when I first read that, I was like, oh, this is more hysterical bullshit. And told, you know, that there was another series of emails within the Epstein. This stuff is so
thick. It's so hard to stop when you start. So there was essentially a series of emails with Jeffrey Epstein and the guy that was, I guess, in charge of his estate. One of the people was in charge of his estate. And they were talking about some various things about Trump. And they were talking about how, oh, I can't believe he's going to go down. Because this was in the first, right before his first term, mm-hmm. when all of the stuff with grab her by the pussy and all the stuff came out. And they're like, oh, I can't believe that Trump.
Remember that innocent
scandal? Normal one. And so they were talking back and forth. They're like, oh, I can't believe some like essentially derogatory language about women. I can't believe these bitches are going to fucking bring him down. And that dead baby story didn't.
Yes.
And so I find that interesting that out of nowhere, these like that was not seen anywhere else in the files. It was seen randomly in a conversation that corroborated the story that was this other victim came forward and said, this thing happened.
Yeah.
And I was present for. So I don't know. I will say it's not good news. I don't think the president was super thrilled that it came out.
No.
And I think that there's a lot of other people. Bill Clinton.
He's like, prosecute me.
You know why? Because anything's better than being in that house.
Oh, also, do you know why?
He needs to get out of that
house. Do you know why Clinton could give a fuck?
Well, of course, it's all being dug back up. You think that Clinton's had a peaceful lunch since this has began again? Right?
Oh, my God.
Like, you think that he's like, put me in jail.
Yeah.
Let me go.
Well, it's not just that. Because of the fucking new laws, he can't be put in jail. Because Trump made it illegal to fucking prosecute an ex-president.
Wow, fantastic.
So now Clinton's like, you can't even touch me. Yeah, my life sucks anyway. Let's just take him out.
Fucking please, for the love of God. Please, love of God. Just fucking kill me. Just fucking kill me already.
He's going to be dead any week.
Get somebody come. Get somebody just suicide me.
I feel your pain. Get somebody, please. Please, somebody come and do what you did to Jeff. Have the same sword. Wasn't I good president?
Well, we talked about this.
Wasn't I good? Didn't you like me back then?
He's bragged about it.
Yeah, I know. He just was. He's like, he's begging for somebody release him.
Yeah. From your grave.
You know what we could do? Because that's like, we could go on and on about Epstein. These couple stories are just important to remember. We're going to keep covering it. There is more and more and more. What just hit me? What was the other piece of information? Oh, David Blaine asking for help trafficking women in.
If anyone all right, David Blaine should not need help trafficking children. He should be able to just put them in a box and they should appear at St. Bart's.
Kazam!
You know, like, it's like
abracadabra. Here they are.
Yeah. That is proof that magic isn't real. That is absolute proof that he's full of shit and none of it's real. Because if anyone should be able to get away with this crime, it's him.
You know what was also included in the emails was some stuff from Woody Allen's police depositions and shit like that.
Wow.
There's a bunch of information that all came out where it's like, I didn't know that there were other things on Woody Allen too. There's other stuff on Woody Allen.
Of course.
I had no idea. There was also the story of Jeffrey Epstein had worked on getting this 15-year-old into this special school, and they found all the applications for this 15-year-old in his office that would go on to accuse him of rape as well.
Ah.
So it's like, it's all coming together. It's all in the emails. So if you really want to have a good time, go crack them open.
How much time did you spend on this on your Christmas break?
Hours. Hours. I read stuff, and then I was listening to people break down what they read, and then it was just because there's just too much. There's too much. You know what I will say? Fantastic tour of his New York home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have all of this, all of the pictures of his entire Manhattan structures.
Because it was just the dentist chair before him.
Yeah,
right?
Now it's the whole house. And God, he had bad taste. He really was just such a fucking baby boy.
He didn't even
boy.
Like to fuck adults. Of course he had bad taste.
You know, shocking, right?
Yeah.
It's really shocking.
Even as a child, I was attracted to adults.
I know. I said it. I didn't even like kids then. I always liked big tits. All right. Well, this is just more of the upsetting news of our day. But we have here in our notes, all I see here is Tootsie's vagina
Oh, yeah. Tootsie had some vagina problems.
Let's just move on.
I was like pulling these gooey ropes out of her. Okay. She's got three different viruses.
I don't want to
like,
see the Tootsie files.
Yeah. I'll show you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't want to see.
I'll show you.
I saw way happier stuff in the Epstein files.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this story because that'll lead us into a plug. Here we go. So here we go. We have. In another super surprising story, Dr. Ryan McDonough, who was a part of the Alaska Medical Board, he was working on hardcore, really, really putting in the time, trying to make sure anti-trans he was an anti-trans crusader. Mm-hmm. He was trying to make sure there'd be no way. He was there for two votes. He was immediately put on by their Republican governor, right? Yes. Isn't it Mike Dunleavy over in Alaska, which we're headed towards, and he immediately went in. He's a doctor, cardiologist, wanted to make sure no way, no trans kids are any getting any help in Alaska, right? He went on there.
You can't even go to the end of the world and be trans.
Nah.
It's so aggravating.
And you know what I'll say too is, thank God somebody's punching this vulnerable group again.
Yes.
Because I am sick and tired of their strength.
Yes.
You know, they really need it, especially in Alaska. Mm-hmm. Because like, there's nobody in Alaska.
Yeah.
How many trans people could there even be in Alaska that are trying to get help?
Yeah.
Like literally, the number's so little, how could you pop?
You know how easy it is to talk in Alaska when your dick just sucks into your...
Yeah, I'm just ahead there. So this guy, he goes and gets arrested for downloading for a bunch of child pornography.
Yes.
And
10 felony counts.
Yeah. So he got a bunch of... He downloaded it. He was putting around there child sexual abuse material.
You know, I never...
Because child pornography requires lighting agents.
Yeah. Production.
You know what I mean? If it's pornography, it means there's a director.
I just like, forget, all right, let's just take the child out of this and let's just talk about pornography for 2 seconds.
Thanks.
Who's downloading it?
What do you mean?
You don't download pornography, you just watch it.
Well, these guys have to download pornography because they're sharing it over things like Telegraph, and they're sharing things, and it's the only way to have it. So you have to download it. You can't just
stream it. You can't just stream it.
You could, but then you don't got it. And then the idea is, a lot of these guys, what you find out, it's collectors, and it's got them, need them. They see files, right? There's a bunch of files, and then they do P2P file sharing. So they'll go on to, a lot of these guys get busted on because they're fucking... horrifically bad at stuff, and they put it on Dropbox, and they put it in very public aspects, and then people... in the cloud. Where these guys are doing it on direct messaging to each other in these giant systems. The pedophiles have to work in groups.
Yeah.
It is the only way they can work. So they, unfortunately, I have to roll back all the years I kept trying to say that there aren't pedophile networks, because technically it's the only way they can work.
Yes, I mean, obviously, it's very true that there is pedophile networks because you're going through the Epstein files, and it's like the who's who of pedophiles.
And there's like pedophile networks all next to each other. You got what are you talking about? The Epstein pictures with Michael Jackson. When you're sitting there with a Michael Jackson, and he's in full makeup, and he's sitting there, and he's looking at an... I'm just sorry, I'm already broke off of this.
No, he's looking at
Michael Jackson dressed like that. That picture of him and Michael Jackson. At one point, are you looking at Michael Jackson that close while he looks like that, and you're not like... man, you're a fucking weirdo.
It looks like a ghost of a pedophile.
Like, if you could hang out with that evil, like that picture, later period Michael Jackson, when he is turning into semen, is one of the most scary.
He's just covered in clown makeup.
He's Slender Man, and they're having a blast.
It's so,
they're sitting there just smiling like they're flirting with each other. Michael Jackson's the scariest looking person in the world right now. He looks like, what's her name? Aunt Gladys from Weapons.
She really does.
You know, like, that is frightening.
He's dressed like the Joker.
Yes.
And Epstein's just wearing a hoodie with no shirt.
Well, he's sexy, Eddie. This whole thing is that he's sexy. All right, let's get back to this. So, other sexy guys. So, Dr. Ryan McDonough, right? Obviously, mm-hmm. he was having a bit of a problem there, you know? So, there were people pretty upset about it. People mad with him. He was, like, obviously saying, like, because he's trying to blow off steam.
Yeah.
Everybody's making a big deal about it. And so, because they gave him such a big deal about it, it seems he set himself on fire in his own home.
Yes.
And they found
because they let him out on bail.
Yeah, of course they let him out on bail.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
just so we can really cover stuff up. So he went, set himself on fire. They're trying to say that they don't know if it's bodies, his body yet, but it's definitely going to be his body.
He's unaccounted for.
Yeah, that's what they're saying right now. He's unaccounted for. It just makes me really happy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That he set himself on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I think in many ways, like the guys that do this, it's just like, yeah, that's how you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, and it's absolutely. Like he set fire to himself. I think that that's like, I love how painful that is.
Was it painful for him?
It had to have been. He set himself on fire. Unless he blew his brains out first.
He probably blew his brains out first.
If he's not, I mean, if he's a pussy.
I mean, who kills themselves by fire?
Drunk people.
Oh, you about all right? Purposely kills himself.
Vietnam War protesters.
Oh, yes.
Self-humiliation.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Someone did it recently in front of the White House.
Oh yeah. And they loved it.
Yeah.
They all got out there with their fucking marshmallows. They were so happy. But this, honestly, we even just told the story to remind you, we're coming to Fairbanks, Alaska.
That's right. We're coming to Anchorage too, but it's sold out.
Anchorage is sold out. So don't worry about that. But I challenge you to come meet us.
Mike Dunleavy,
out in Fairbanks, Alaska. We are going out there, and it is going to be the end of the goddamn world out there.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to be at the Centennial Center Theater in Fairbanks, Alaska on February 21st with the wonderful Billy Wayne Davis. Come and check out Henry and I, and at the end of the show, stay tuned, because we're going to announce a bunch more Side Stories dates.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, man, Alaska, I can't wait to see Alaska.
I cannot wait.
I'm very excited to be
there. I'm scared, but I can't wait.
Yeah, what do you got to be scared of other than never coming back?
That's the thing. You know what I'd say, though, is guys, give us some recs, because I was looking at it. What do we do in Anchorage and Fairbanks? I've heard already people saying there's not quite a lot to do in Fairbanks.
No, there's nothing, but I definitely want, like, food late at night.
No, I think we're going to get caribou.
Aren't you going during, like, the 30 days of night time,
too?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Fairbanks, we get no light, apparently. But Anchorage, we get a couple hours.
I'm excited.
Oh. That's how much more north Fairbanks is than Anchorage.
Wow.
Yeah, then we're going to see the lights.
So cool.
Let's see them northern lights. As long as it's not cloudy.
Yeah.
I got one night to see these fucking lights.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's a couple things going on that I wanted to bring up. The first one was just something I want to pay attention to, and I want to kind of like throw it out there to our sparrows.
Yeah, it's my sparrows and my little spies.
See who's out there. I want to know what you all know about this. It's a very loose story that doesn't really have many like hooks in it yet, but I'm very concerned about what's going on in Houston. There's a lot of people showing up dead in the bayou.
Well, we have been getting emails, and people have been talking about serial killers operating in the Houston area for months. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really been talking about it because
there's no kind of evidence.
There's nothing really yet, but it is insane what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this is multiple criminals dumping bodies. Like, because remember, I don't know if you remember when they were going after the Long Island serial killer, when they're going after Lisk.
Yeah.
And that they, first, they kind of had to parse, like, which are victims and which are, like, because it was also, like, a dumping ground for
when
the mafia.
When do we officially get to say it's the guy with the big head?
Well, he hasn't gotten to trial yet. He's not we can't say anything. Technically, I actually find it kind of even irresponsible that there's been multiple documentaries calling him Lisk because he's not guilty yet.
Yes.
So, but it's him. We pretty much know. But there's a lot of evidence and it's a lot of stuff. But yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on in Houston is, so basically, they've started tracking how many bodies they find in the bayou, which started being tracked in 2017. And they found...
That's late.
Since then, since 2017, they found 200 bodies in the bayou. And the craziest part about it is, over the last 2 years, they have found 78 bodies in the bayou?
Is that not natural inflation?
Yes. Especially in Texas. Yeah. But yeah, no, so something's going on down there. A lot of them appear to be suicides. A lot of them appear to be just people, like, they don't know what happened.
Interesting.
But yeah, so they found 33 bodies
in the
bayou.
Are people just going there to die?
It might be like a Golden Gate Bridge type situation.
Maybe.
But also, it also seems like they really think that there's a serial killer down there, and they've been finding so many bodies that now it is officially like a thing that everyone's talking about.
Fascinating.
They found 35 bodies in 2024, and they found 33 bodies in 2025.
They just found one this morning.
They just found one this morning. So so the clock's starting on 2026.
So what we just find, like, we just don't know. We don't know whether or not it is just a pop popular body spot.
Yes.
Or if it is indeed, like, because this could be like,
it could be gang shit too.
Cartel shit.
You know, like, there's lots of gangs in Houston.
Yes.
You know, there's lots of stuff like that. So who knows? There's lots of fucking oil people in Houston.
Oh,
there
yes.
could be weird shit going on
of
with
course.
That.
Of course.
We don't know, but they're fine.
It's a lot of international travel. There's a lot of international people that live in Houston.
It's one of the most culturally diverse cities in America.
Yes. And we have a lot of people that are seasonal workers that go there too. So I feel like there's probably quite a bit of that. People work in the oil, like we were saying, like, transient worker, like people that travel for work, where they go there for the oil, I believe.
And not just that, a lot of people who come in through the country, through Brownsville.
And the hookers.
They end up in... yes.
And them damn hookers.
Yes.
Apparently, Alaska's got great hookers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently that's the last spot for hookers.
Oh, yeah, because of all the crabs.
Yes.
I don't even understand.
Deadliest Catch.
Is that James Slayton is Alaska?
Yeah, Deadliest Catch is Alaska.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you never watched that show?
No.
Oh, man, I almost moved there. I was ready. I wanted to be a crap man.
I'm
and then
glad.
I realized I'm not strong enough.
No, it's hard.
Yeah, I can't drink enough.
No. You don't like the cold. Did you get seasick on the cruise?
I didn't get seasick.
We got like slightly nauseous.
Julie did.
She did.
Julie did one day.
She'd be a terrible crab woman.
I think she'd be fine.
She's strong. She'd be a terrible crab woman.
What are you talking about? She could pull up all the crabs.
I think
my wife can pull up so many crabs.
I would love to see your wife pull up crabs.
I'm sending her there. Sorry, baby.
Honestly, I have watched Eddie. I'll say this right here, out of school. You're walking. This has got nothing to do with crime. Eddie's lovely wife, for some reason, is taken to doing full landscaping work in his backyard.
We've talked about this on the show.
But she's digging back and forth. She's like a fucking, like, her back is getting bigger.
Well, she's like, she gets cold a lot, you know? And so, like, she's always got sweaters on and stuff. But the other day, I was looking at her in the mirror. I'm like, holy fuck, your triceps are like...
Yeah, she's been lifting rocks
like
all day.
You're like a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, she's like doing Russian prison work in
definitely
your backyard.
Keeps me in check, man. She'd break the fuck out of my nose. If anyone tries to fuck with me, Julie's gonna beat the shit out of
you. Yeah, so I got Natalie.
Yeah.
Julie will fight too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think Natalie's more peaceful.
I'd say not peaceful, but
Julie
non-confrontational.
Julie doesn't like violence, but she'll fight you.
I saw this firsthand. Saw it firsthand.
Check out this, dude. All right, this happened. A man broke into the guy, to the Beanie Baby man's home.
There's so many things here.
Ty Warner is the man's name.
So many things here confuse me. So number one, Russell Fay. He broke into the Beanie Baby mogul. The fact that you could be a Beanie Baby mogul is amazing.
Well, he is the guy. I didn't know he was the man, Ty Warner, because, and all the Beanie Babies, they got the little heart with the TY on
it.
That made so much sense.
He's the founder.
So what happened?
The founder.
So he didn't even sew up?
Did he found, so what, did he like find the first Beanie Baby?
I guess he made it, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this.
They all
fucking
have the TY heart thing on their butts.
I'm going to say, I'm looking at this guy and I
the
don't,
Beanie Baby man?
Yeah. I don't like him.
Dude, he's a billionaire like off of stuffed animals.
I don't like his face, man.
No, what's the like about
like
it?
I don't like his face. Apparently he did
hotels.
He's
filled with little beads. If you crack
beads
him open, he's just filled with little beads.
Do you think he had Princess Di murdered just to
bring up the price
out
of the Beanie Baby?
Yep. Getting stock manipulation. All right, so he...
You think this guy who beat him up and broke into his house is a big Labubu fan?
What if he said, wow. We found out it was a hit from the Labubu industry. That'd be fucking amazing. So here we go. So Russell Fay, he's quite sick. He seems to have schizophrenia. He broke into Ty Warner's mansion and beat a woman there that was
described as Ty Warner's girlfriend and employee,
yeah.
Linda Malik Aslanian, right? Very lovely woman. She was beaten into unconscious by him until he was arrested.
She's in a coma.
He broke himself. He put himself in a room. Police, he had barricaded himself in a room. Police had to pull him out of there. He's a big guy, 6'3", 250 pounds.
Damn.
Big, big, big unit. And he said that apparently Katy Perry sent him there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said that he had a mind
link. I can see her being a Beanie Baby fan and wanting to like steal all the Beanie Babies in the world. I can see if
Katy Perry she's talking to now.
Was a supervillain, it'd be for Beanie Babies.
Oh, yeah, and guess what she does now? She's sitting around with the prime minister all day basking in his kisses.
Oh, all in Canada.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau. She sits there. She got stolen from us, Eddie.
Oh.
She was supposed to belong to America.
Yeah.
We tried to send her to space, and we brought her back.
He brought her back. She was in that's the thing. We let her go to Montana. That's too close to Canada.
Yep.
And then he fucking took her.
Yep. So Katy Perry is too busy sucking Canadian dick and telling this guy to attack our Beanie Baby moguls.
Yeah.
And no one's asked her about it. And I feel like that's like one of the biggest things that I find to be a red flag here
mm-hmm.
is the fact no one's asking Katy Perry any questions.
Yeah.
Why are you sending this man to beat his employee girlfriend?
Yeah. Why are you hiding in Canada?
What is it about? Oh, so you're plotting with Justin Trudeau
yeah.
up there in your little igloo. I don't know how you people live up there. And you're sending psychic assassins at our moguls to destabilize us?
Yeah. Beanie Baby is a respectable organization.
Beanie Baby, whatever they do, whatever it is that they do besides making little bears, is fucking America's backbone.
That's goddamn right.
And these fuckers, these Canadian fuckers, I actually think this is a Canadian plot.
Really?
Even though this guy, well, Russell, the guy that was arrested.
He's an American.
Russell Fay, he was arrested several times. He's American and for beating his girlfriend. He also beat several other people with a baseball bat. He also was.
At 6'5", or 6'3", 250, you shouldn't need a baseball bat. You should be able to just use your hands.
No, I feel like he was an angry guy. He beat a woman for, because he broke into her front yard and started drinking out of her garden hose. And he said she was infringing on his basic right to water. And then he beat her. So yeah, he's a bad guy.
His mugshot is crazy.
Yeah. It's kind of cute in a way. He doesn't like the Flash. In 2014, interview with the San Francisco Gate about a criminal diversion program for veterans with mental health issues, he was actually quoted as saying, "I am fully trained for combat. I have been trained to eliminate you. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true." And so, yay, they just released these guys.
Yeah.
And so he's just out there. I don't know how he got inside that Beanie Baby mansion. Maybe God knows who left it. Because like, who vacuums all the Beanie Babies in there?
Oh, because they collect dust.
Imagine
the dust in that house. Do you think it's filled with Beanie Babies or do you think there's none in there? Do you think he's like, fuck these stupid things?
If 500. Wait a second. Go back to that. Go fucking back to that. The Princess Diana unopened is 550 grand.
No, that's just what this person's selling it
for.
That's
not 550.
There's a few of them, though, for like very, very high prices.
You would have to be.
Why is it? Look at this one. $20,000?
That is built on her blood.
Wow.
$10,000?
This man had Princess
Di.
This
is the end.
Murdered.
He definitely had her
murdered. He worked with the Saudis. He got her fucking murdered.
Yeah.
For this.
Yeah,
because that's.
Prince Andrew had something to do with it.
He's got now he's formerly known as Prince Andrew. He's just sitting around here. Oh, one of the other big reveals in the Epstein emails was his secret name.
What's his secret name? Princess Andrew.
The Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man.
Ugh. I hate these fuckers. Well, anyway, Russell Fay's going to jail.
Yeah, he's in Santa Barbara jail, which I imagine is beautiful.
How nice.
Jails, like, I mean, I almost want to go. I bet you could. I bet if you wanted to go to Santa Barbara jail, I bet it's on Airbnb.
Verbo.
Yeah, Verbo.
You'd have to go to Verbo, and I think that I could see the Tuscan. We're not even joking. Look at that. Look at how beautiful the front of that prison is.
It's really nice.
Why did they make it that cute?
I went to Santa Barbara for New Year's with Julie.
Why did they make the Santa Barbara prison cute?
It's adorable.
That's hilarious.
There's like a bell tower.
That is the funniest thing I have ever. Why the fuck does it look like a Disney hotel?
Like a church.
It's an old church.
It looks like one.
It's a prison.
It probably is, yeah.
That is the most open prison I have ever seen.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm about ready to become mayor of Santa Barbara. Actually, I'm going to run Julie for mayor.
Where were we? Where we saw like that prison citadel in the middle of the city, where it's like it had the giant citadel. It was like right in the middle. We were just downtown. Before Christmas break.
Right before it was
Portland.
Portland.
Yes, we saw like they have that giant jail like in the center of town, and it's built. It's built like a prison.
Yes.
Because they want you to know you're going to prison.
Yes.
Where this is like Santa Barbara's prison. It looks like you could be going to a fucking DMV. Yeah, the Portland prison,
looks very
the jail.
Scary.
Yeah, it's frightening. It has giant walls in front of it.
Very RoboCop.
It's to keep you in.
Yeah, OCP
is
hell.
It's a prison. It's a jail. It's not like the Santa Barbara one looks like a visitor center.
Yeah, it looks like there's multiple water fountains.
Yeah, like, you that's, know, like... that's the kind of shit. That's where Jeffrey Epstein go. Like, this is the shit. This is the problem with stuff like this. You look at these
go
two
commit
jails.
Crime in Santa Barbara.
But this is literally where they send people that are like that. This is where they would have sent that doctor that was busted for the child
porn. You know,
porn.
There's like a chef.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's like a, yeah. There's
not
like
a cook.
Yeah, not a cook. There's like a chef.
Like, there's a name on the menu.
Yeah.
You know, like, as presented by. Like, there's a, Santa Barbara is a nice. So much Tuscan tile.
Oh.
You know what I like.
So beautiful.
You know what I love. Nothing better than also one of those great showers that you can sit down in.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sick of getting clean standing up.
I like doing it from the bottom up. I do it from the foot of the soles first. That's what I do. Show my butthole.
Live from your grave.
Well, we just wanted to begin our year before we get into letters. We just wanted to remind you here at Last Podcast on the Left and at Side Stories is that we're not getting any younger.
Mm-mm.
No, and we pledge to never promise to be children, right? I'm not going to pull an Andrew Schultz. I'm not going to start saying words out of school. I'm not going to start acting like a child.
You've
know?
Been there, done that.
Already was. I just mean, like, I don't need to say, like, new words.
New words.
Like slang. I don't need to pretend to be young. I don't want to pretend to be you children. Okay?
Dead ass.
Fine. That's fine with me.
That's
what we've decided to do is incorporate Uncle Corner and build it out so that now the Uncle Corner, you know it's coming and you can prepare for it.
Bet.
So, angry. Anger. So here, for Uncle Corner is our very special guest, Holden McNeely.
Oh, finally. 6767!
Thank you. So, immediately negated what we said before this. So what we wanted to do here is people forget about the father.
Uh-huh.
Through the holiday season, they do. And us as older men now, we're getting to be in the older category, right? We're starting to get in there. I think that you guys forget that we go through stuff too. And
you're not a father.
No. But I could have been if I cared.
Yeah, Henry, yeah. I think you'd be a really shitty dad.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll
you should take that.
So what we did is that this is Holden McNeely.
Hello, Holden.
Hey!
Now, we decided to do this at the top of the year to kind of get it out of the way. And what I did here is that we decided to take Holden out for his 43rd
and
birthday.
Drug him.
No, you did that to yourself.
Yeah.
And then
I said, these are mushrooms, and you took them.
Yes, and he took them happily. And then what he did was a very normal father thing to do, which just happened. And what I want to, I'm going to set this all up for you, and then you can go, Holden, which is he was very, in a human moment, he came home inebriated, fell down,
well, I think
hurt
we,
himself,
I set this up a
woke
little.
Up his family.
Yeah. He fell down, he woke up his family, he hurt himself, he bled. But the thing is, I think we need to remember that no one has ever given Holden a birthday.
Not ever. Ever.
Your birthday
December
is...
December 28th. Stan Lee.
No one could give a fuck about December 28th birthdays. It's like worse than Christmas.
Yeah, it's the worst birthday in
they
the
call
world.
They call it the hidden day. Yeah, it's the day after we've done the whole fuck family Christmas. Fuck suck thing.
Yeah, yeah, and then you might have gotten home in between the New Year's right. time and the New Year's, you're already afraid about going back to work.
Last yeah. year, I on my birthday, all I did all day was celebrate a dying man.
But yes. you did.
And I was given a $30 gift certificate to nothing in particular. I was just given one of those general
There's
ones.
There's $30 to like Amazon.
Go yeah. buy a bullet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
right?
yeah, 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 yeah.
I wanted to.
And so I literally was like, you know what, Henry? In all the years that we've been buddies with Holden,
yeah.
we've never taken him out for his birthday.
Right.
I think once I brought you to the movies.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, there will maybe. Be blood.
Yeah, there yep. will be blood. Yeah, will be blood.
He remembers it.
Yeah,
that's how sad it is.
That's how long sad. It was. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it, since we've done anything for you on your
no
birthday.
No one remembers and nobody knows. Yeah. And don't, by the way, stop wishing people happy birthday on Facebook. No one's looking at that.
Well, it's Uncle Corner, it's allowed. He's allowed to complain.
Yeah. No one's looking at it.
All right, but what we decided to do is that
I hate your listeners
with all of these emotions.
They hate you too.
They do.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like them.
But with all of these emotions that you feel and all of these things going on, yeah. I don't want you to tell the story with words.
Right.
I want you to, Rob.
Thank you. What's up?
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna need you to freestyle rap about your experience falling down on your birthday night and waking up your fucking family.
Did he put DMT in the baby oil? He put DMT in the baby oil. Daddy got drunk as fuck and decided to suck his own dick, but he couldn't because he couldn't get his rip removed. You gotta go do another fucking mushroom pill, dude. I went to the bowling alley, saw a little man, he was named Sally.
What?
He told me to eat a mushroom pill. Then I drink many, many beers and I spill.
He did.
Spill all over the place. And I pissed all over that little girl's face. Not my daughter, different one. And I said, hey, bitch, go have fun. Gave her a couple tokens for the video game machines. And then I took out my beat.
Change the beat.
Yeah, change it up. Because that's when the nights fucking changed up.
Oh, what? Shit.
Buckets of beers. We got buckets of beers.
We went bowling, y'all.
We got a couple fucking buckets of beers. Strike one, strike two, fuck you, suck you. I got another rib removed. That's right, I'm doing that fine again. Oh no, it's daddy's den. Drank too much then and said, hey, let's go to a bar across the way. Drink another motherfucking double beer day. That's right, it was double beer day. So I had one, then Vince, then Ed said another one. And I said, son, can't you give me that loaded gun? I'm gonna go home and have some fun.
Freudian slip.
And then I got
Freudian
home.
Slip.
Then I got home. And I tried to make some macaroni and cheese. I tried to microwave some macaroni and cheese. Lexi was in the other room with my baby. And they were trying to get some sleep. She said, hey, what the fuck is that? I heard a big splat outside in the dining room. He was fat. She went outside, saw me with blood gushing out my fucking chin, right? I fell somehow in my chair. I think I leaned back, slammed my chin on the dining room table, and I started bleeding all over the place. I had blood gushing out my chin. I knew I wouldn't win. Wife said, is this the end? I'm gonna divorce your ass if you do it again.
What?
She went back to the bedroom. I went back to my own room. That's right, I got a separate room because you know I've been drinking all up in my nose.
You want?
I know daddy's sad. He's been drinking. He ain't feeling very happy anymore. But you know what I'm saying, guys?
Damn.
Let me say this right now.
Yeah, some partying bullshit right there.
Let me say this right now, all right? It looked bad. Look, first of all, I love how fast word travels.
Yes.
Because right? I guess Lexi hit you up.
No, I hit her up because I was like, I sent Holden home too drunk. I probably should have went with him. I literally was like, I think he might be. And then she's like, he fell down, he's bleeding. And then like, I was like,
we were all just so happy because you were very.
I woke up.
You just flip a switch.
Because this is what I want to establish to everybody. We went out to a steak dinner.
Nice night.
We ate hardcore. We ate
I had like a cocktail. I had like a glass of wine. We drank water at one point at the bowling alley.
We did. Yeah. We got I ordered water. I ordered multiple pitchers of water.
Zero shots.
Zero.
Yeah, dude. It's just called being fucking 43, man.
Only beers.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
It's called being 43.
You got a weird whiskey and they handed it to you at this insane
I did. It was a very strange, like a goblet. They handed me this weird vase of Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
That was very strange.
Crazy looking.
Very, very strange. That's at the Ventura pin.
Yeah.
Yeah, pins. Yeah.
And I think I've got to learn this, dude. Because also, Rob, I'm going to fucking look at your ass. I think the last time the light switched out of me was because Rob was like, do this fucking dab, shithead. And made me do a dab.
Oh, so you're saying that he bullied you.
You're saying that
younger man bullied me.
Rob doesn't drink.
Yeah, but he made force me to do a dab in front of everybody.
Well,
in the parking lot of the studio.
I've never forced anybody
to do
that.
He's never forced you. You got very eagerly took it.
I was drunk!
Yeah.
And then we went and had a couple beers, and again, it happened. So I think it's the weed correlation with the alcohol, beer.
And the mushrooms.
And everything.
I'm annoyed at how little we did.
Yeah. No, I was when you turned so drunk and I called that Uber, I was like, what happened to him?
We were
having a normal conversation and then you just turned into a ghost.
No fucking clue.
Well, yeah. Either way,
we even fed your ass.
It led to some great freestyle
hip hop beats. Yeah, thank you. I wasn't even expecting that, and I'm glad too because I would have been in my head trying to come up with it.
Mm-hmm. No,
it has to happen in the moment.
I would have never told you beforehand.
Okay, but you need to tell your fucking producer to stop forcing talent in this network to do dabs.
I actually hope he does.
I mean, I don't want him to force people, but
yeah,
dabs are great. They're really fucking great. Well, Holden McNeely, do you have anything to plug?
My slug, dude. Dick, dude. What's between my legs, man?
Listen to Nerd of Mouth.
Yeah, listen to Nerd of Mouth.
Listen to Nerd of Mouth.
The other show on the
listen
network.
To Nerd of Mouth, LPN TV. Please subscribe to LPN TV. Don't just watch the shit on there. Fucking subscribe over there. Check out LPN Bloodbath. That shit is...
Great job producing that show.
You've been crushing it.
Check that show out. And I'm so proud of it. The finale is dropping. Will it be out by the time? When does this come out?
Tomorrow.
Wednesday. So no.
So yes, finale is out literally today.
Great. Great. Wonderful. I thought it was Thursday.
So check it out. It's coming out, and I think it ended so good. And I think that, Holden Nader Show on Twitch. You want to watch me get that drunk? Fridays, bitch.
Yeah, definitely support that.
Yeah.
Definitely support that because it's going well.
If he starts drinking at home, at least he knows where he's going to fall.
Yep.
Honestly, Jack, Holden with the Jackies has been funny. Jack in with the oldies.
Yep, it's been funny forever. A grumpy dog that goes by Henry's sister.
You've been doing it a long time, and it's really funny.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, and I'm out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of this fucking studio.
There's a lot of sweat on the earphones.
That's all right. They're Marcus's. He doesn't know. He'll be grossed out by you. Goodbye, Holden.
Bye, Holden.
That was way better than I thought it was going to be. That was actually very aggravating that it was like kind of good.
That was fucking.
I'm like mad that it was fine.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. I was expecting that to be like a bigger disaster.
No, to be honest, I don't know what it would have been better. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what would have been better. Is it better for it to just be obnoxious, or is it interesting that he's actually kind of good at it?
No notes on the rapping, lots of notes on being a father.
And himself as a man. His activity as a human being. Well, we're back. Side stories all over again.
Yeah, baby.
And I gotta say,
SS.
Yeah. Yeah, the SS with a Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do. We SS. Here at SS, we love Jews. And I laugh when I think about Jews. And I love spending time with Jews.
Especially Woody Allen.
My favorite. Oh, God. Can you even imagine? I still think about that. Just hanging out with Steve Bannon and Noam Chomsky all night.
Ugh.
Like what it's like smelling their bellies.
Oh.
Yeah. Patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft. Pay money for this. Go to LP on the left for all the socials. You know, all the social shit. It's out there. Go look at it. And then go check out our new YouTube channels, LPN TV. And then you go to a zoo. We have a foreign report someplace underneath an LPN romanticy. And who's the bitch? Check it out.
Absolutely. And we got shows, baby.
Yeah, we do.
January 31st, last podcast on the left is going to be at the Met in Philadelphia. That's going to be a fucking wild ass show.
It's going to be awesome.
Big ass venue. We got plenty of tickets. Come and see this show. It's going to be a fucking blast. We're pulling out some special shit just for that one. February 18th, I'm going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco.
That's lucky you.
Me with Grant Gordon and the wonderful Julie Rosing.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. And then Anchorage, Alaska, sold out February 20th. Fairbanks, come see us. That is February 21st. And then guess what, folks? You wanted more Side Stories dates? You fucking got them.
It's coming.
Tickets go on sale next Wednesday, January 14th. We're going to be March 14th, Urbana, Illinois. Never heard of it. Can't wait for it.
The smaller, the weirder the town, my favorite place to do a show.
Akron, like, changed me.
Same.
It's like, I can't wait for this shit.
All I want to do is go to more places people hate.
Well, guess what? We're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky.
Can't wait!
On April 26th, Rochester, New York on May 30th, and London, Ontario.
We're coming to Canada first ever Side Stories in Canada. We're coming to London, Ontario.
June 28th.
In any one of these places, please recommend local restaurants.
Yes,
we know that you know we do that. We know that it's our favorites. You know what we like. You know when we come out here, especially like come out there, we're hitting this year so fucking hard.
Mm-hmm.
We're hitting this year so hard, you call us Ike Turner.
Whoa!
We're gonna have to cut that.
Whoa!
We're gonna have to cut that before.
I think it's been long enough.
Yeah, cool.
It's been long enough. I want my favorite part about Ike Turner is when he died. That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
No, but when he died, the New York Post, the headline was Ike Turner can't beat death.
Yeah, one of the best.
Phenomenal.
Ever.
Phenomenal stuff post.
Peak of their entire
It was
world.
Up there when Saddam Hussein was hung and they wrote Good News.
Yeah.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can't be wrong all the time. Well, hail Satan, everyone. And I'll see you in this bright, wonderful new year of 2026.
Yes. Hail Tina Turner. And Tootsie's vagina.
Yeah. And Tootsie's vagina. You're right.
Let's heal that vagina.
Please. Or just get rid of it.
Well, ropes of goo. I'm pulling out.
Just get rid of it.